Why the West Rules, for now. The Patterns of History, and What They Reveal About the Future, by Ian Morris. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Copyright 2010 by Ian Morris. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Farrar, Straus & Giroux, LLC, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Albert in Beijing. London, April 3rd, 1848. Queen Victoria's head hurt. She had been kneeling with her face pressed to the wooden pier for 20 minutes. She was angry, frightened, and tired from fighting back tears, and now it had started raining. The drizzle was soaking her dress, and she only hoped that no one would mistake her shivers for fear. Her husband was right next to her. If she just stretched out her arm, she could rest a hand on his shoulder or smooth his wet hair, anything to give him strength for what was coming. If only time would stand still or speed up. If only she and Prince Albert were anywhere but here. And so they waited. Victoria, Albert, the Duke of Wellington, and half the court, on their knees in the rain. Clearly there was a problem on the river. The Chinese Armada's flagship was too big to put in at the East India docks, so Governor Kuai Ying was making his grand entry to London from a smaller, armored steamer named after himself. But even the Kuai Ying was uncomfortably large for the docks at Blackwall. Half a dozen tugs were towing her in, with great confusion all around. Kuai Ying was not amused. Out of the corner of her eye, Victoria could see the little Chinese band on the pier. Their silk robes and funny